Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today, we are going to talk about former Vice President Pence and the apparent strategy he's adopting to try to elevate himself to the presidency in 2024. How he is going to attempt to navigate the Trump midterm effect and why it's pretty much doomed to fail. So, Pence was recently talking, and he was talking about the documents case. And this is what he had to say. "I've not hesitated to criticize the president when I think he's wrong. And clearly, possessing classified documents in an unprotected area is not proper. But I have to tell you, I was on the Judiciary Committee for 10 years in the House of Representatives. I know how the Justice Department works, and there had to be many other ways to resolve those issues and collect those classified documents. They didn't try everything, and I have to tell you, going to the last resort of executing a search warrant against a former president of the United States, I think sent the wrong message. It was a divisive message in this country." Okay, I'm not even going to go into the content of that. I think anybody who knows anything about these type of documents understands that the feds did everything they could. Had that been anybody else, pretty early on, they would have been knocking on the door with a search warrant and a tactical team outside. So his statement itself doesn't warrant much examination, but the reason he made it, that does. What he's trying to do is cast himself as somebody who is friendly and even supportive of Trump in some ways, but they have some policy differences. This is Pence's way of attempting to get around what happened in the midterms, where you couldn't win the primary without Trump, but you couldn't win the general with him. So he's trying not to alienate those Trump supporters that he needs to get through the primary. But he also doesn't want to co-sign everything about Trump in hopes of getting through the general. Here's why this fails. Trump is likely to be in the primary. If he throws his support in any way to Trump, it doesn't matter. All of those people who care about that, they're going to vote for Trump. He doesn't gain anything by doing this. Those who he might alienate by saying, "Hey, Trump had classified documents at his house," those he would alienate by doing that, they're never going to vote for him anyway. It doesn't matter. Now, let's say, hypothetically, something happens. Pence uses this strategy and makes it through the primary. Because of the lackluster support he gave Trump during the primary, he won't make it through the general. This is a failing strategy. The Republican Party is going to have to face facts. They have to cut ties with Trump. They have to actively oppose him if they want their party back. They don't have any other options. This will fail. If Pence uses this strategy to try to get the nomination, it's going to fail, and on the off chance that it does succeed, he will never win the presidency. What makes it sad is that him doing this completely washes over his actions on the 6th. They will be forgotten rather than him being portrayed as a person who stood there and protected the Republic and representative democracy. As history gets recorded, he'll turn into this person who was supportive of Trump, but just got cold feet on the day. That's how the American mythology will remember him, because of this strategy. If this is what he's going to deploy, he will lose and he will destroy any legacy he had left. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.